More and more children are returning to class in person in schools around the country. Teachers are getting vaccinated too. Roughly 80% of teachers and staff are now at least partially vaccinated. But stress remains high for some. In Chicago, the teachers' union announced today that it wants to delay further reopenings in hopes of allowing more time for others to get vaccinated. Jeffrey Brown reports on the latest challenges teachers face as they try to balance in-person and virtual learning.
Outside Douglas MacArthur Elementary School in Alexandria, Virginia recently, students arrived for an unusual first week back in school.
It feels really, really nice.
Complete with choreographed carpool drop-off, temperature checks upon entry, socially distanced hallways with signs to remind students to mask up.
To see all my friends, to go on the bus, to see the teachers, to see everyone smile, that's the best part.
Happy children and very high stakes for first-year principal Penny Hairston.
I'm so hard on myself. I don't want to make a mistake. It's my own, my own anxieties.
In the midst of the pandemic, she's tasked with creating and maintaining a safe phased reopening plan for students and staff.
I love my teachers. I feel for them, their family, and they have families. And I want my families to understand that they're doing a lot right now. They're working hard, and then they're going home, and some of them have to do that second job.
Douglas MacArthur is using a hybrid model, dividing its 550 students into two groups, which alternate attending classes in person, each for 2 days a week. But families can still choose to remain 100% virtual, making it all the more challenging for teachers to keep a steady work-life balance.
We had to get to know what their tablets look like compared to what we see.
Ashley Hanowski teaches first grade at Douglas MacArthur.
Everything that we would do normally in a classroom, as far as like setting up routines or even having projects for the kids to do, we had to switch it now for everything on the computer. I come here early in the morning and I get my computer set up, and I do have a family at home with two little ones, so when they go to bed, I am up on my computer working after hours just to make sure my lessons are accurate and engaging for my students for the next day.
Longer hours are just one way the pandemic has taken a toll on America's teachers. From the beginning, without much federal guidance, the country's 13,000 school districts have largely determined their own standards in deciding when and how to reopen. Tanya Grimke teaches special education at a high school in Cobb County, Georgia.
There are five times a day where you've got over 50 kids in the same cafeteria with no masks on, eating and talking.
While she has worried about safety protocols inside, her biggest frustration has been the lack of training with new technology, which she uses to keep her students outside connected.
I had to figure out how to give my virtual kids control over the remote so they could also interact with the smart board or interact with whatever lesson we were doing. My kids in the room couldn't hear my kids on Zoom, and my Zoom kids couldn't hear my kids in the room. So I had to get microphones and just different things. And I think that's what we're seeing all over the country is, you know, teachers have no idea how to do this, and we had zero training.
With demands constantly shifting, gaps in access to school resources have been magnified by the pandemic. Teachers, particularly those in low-income communities, have struggled to manage technology, engage students, and provide basic instruction. Some families who can afford it are leaving public school systems. According to a December analysis by Chalkbeat and the Associated Press, this fall public K-12 enrollment dropped by 2% compared to the year before. Teachers are also leaving public schools.
I wanted to try out in-person teaching. I was excited, but I was also nervous.
Khalil Suare left Baltimore City Public Schools last year. He now teaches fourth grade at Arundel Christian, a private school in Maryland, where students have been learning fully in person since September. This school year, Suare had just one student continue to study remotely.
I'm still a little anxious, but I'm also, feeling better. Like, I'm like, okay, this is this is possible, you know, because we have small class sizes. They have a whole, you know, three-tier system where if, you know, if somebody tests positive, you know, the whole class will quarantine and things of that nature. So, you know, the school really did a great job of making me feel that everything will be taken care of.
Private schools, often with smaller class sizes and newer buildings with better ventilation systems, have greater flexibility in reopening and implementing costly safety protocols. Some small successes, but in the wider picture, especially for public schools, multiple stresses and overall hardship, suggesting a potential crisis for the teaching profession.
What we found is that teachers cited stress as a reason for leaving the profession more often than they cited pay.
Melissa Diliberti is an assistant policy researcher at the RAND Corporation, focusing on education.
There's always burnout, and there are always teachers who feel forced to leave the profession. But you're seeing this exacerbated now.
We did see this increase in burnout between spring and fall. So about 3 in 10 teachers were burned out back in the spring, and now that level is up to about 6 in 10. We also see that teachers say that they have just more negative feelings toward the profession now this school year than they did before the pandemic started.
A national teacher shortage before the pandemic, now potentially even worse. Some have opted for early retirement, while others weigh leaving the profession altogether.
So how serious has the morale problem been this year?
Back in October, a quarter of the teachers we surveyed said that they were likely to leave the profession by the end of this school year, the bulk of whom said that they were unlikely to leave the profession before the pandemic started.
Back at Douglas MacArthur in Virginia, Ashley Hanowski told us she's seen the strains and stresses on fellow teachers. But right now, especially as students are finally returning to class, she's doing what she loves.
And no thoughts of leaving teaching.
I plan to be a teacher until I am 78 years old. No, this is the career I have chosen, and that's where I would like to stay.
And if she needed it, there was plenty of encouragement.
What I like about my teachers is that they help me all the time.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.